It's time for another trip through the golden history of Hollywood in a very, very special podcast from us here at the Warner Archive Collection and our website, warnerarchive.com. I'm George Feltenstein, and I'm so proud to be your host for today's podcast. Today we celebrate the Golden Triangle, the three greatest musical talents in the history of motion pictures. Judy, Fred, and Gene, the reigning supreme monarchs of the MGM musical. We have several MGM musicals coming to DVD and electronic download for the very first time. This wonderful March 2011 podcast celebrates those releases. We have Yolanda and the Thief, a glorious Technicolor fantasy starring Fred Astaire and Lucille Bremer. We have Gene Kelly in his really very personal all-dance film called Invitation to the Dance, which is a labor of love. And we have the wonderful, magnificent, ever-popular Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, better known as Judy Garland, starring in two of her earlier MGM films. Thoroughbreds Don't Cry was a 1937 musical which united Judy and Mickey Rooney for the very first time. They would end up working another 8 or 9 times after that, I believe. And Thoroughbreds was their first picture together and one of Judy's earliest at Metro. We also are releasing that day Little Nellie Kelly, a 1940 musical in which Judy played really her first grown-up role in that film. She played a young mother in Ireland with George Murphy as her husband who dies in childbirth. As the film goes on, she plays the role of her daughter. So she plays the mother and the daughter in the film. It's based on a Broadway musical written by that Yankee Doodle Boy himself, George M. Cohan. But the plot was significantly reworked for the 1940 MGM film, with very few of the Cohan songs retained and lots of new ones added. So, to remember Little Nellie Kelly, how best to do that? Well, let's go to a Leo is on the Air radio program from 1940 and listen to the ever-popular voice of MGM from the era, their publicity executive Frank Whitbeck, and hear him describe how wonderful Little Nellie Kelly is. You'll hear excerpts from the film, including Judy's knockout rendition of Singin' in the Rain, and you'll also hear comic bits from George Murphy and the irascible Charles Wininger. So remember, Little Nellie Kelly and Thoroughbreds Don't Cry, starring Judy Garland, will be available on the WarnerArchive.com website as of March 8th. And Gene Kelly stars and directs Invitation to the Dance, also new to DVD on the Warner Archive website. And the magnificent quintessential example of class and elegance, Mr. Fred Astaire, in the Technicolor fantasy romance Yolanda and the Thief, also new to DVD and electronic download through the WarnerArchive.com website. So that's entertainment. Meanwhile, sit back, relax, and listen to Frank Whitbeck and a Leo is on the Air radio broadcast from 1940, which celebrates Little Nellie Kelly, now available on DVD and electronic download through the WarnerArchive.com website. Enjoy!
Leo is on the air. This is your Hollywood radio reporter with Judy Garland, George Murphy, and Douglas McPhail, bringing you the highlights of what's happening in Hollywood and the song and music from the motion picture, Little Nellie Kelly. But first, you'll want to meet your master of ceremonies. Not long ago, this young fellow was a star athlete at Yale University. Since then, he's crammed a lot of living into a few short years, a career that's taken him from the coal mines of Pennsylvania to Wall Street, from a song and dance job to the Broadway stage, and then the movies. Just now, he's wearing the blue uniform of New York's police department. Folks, meet Officer Kelly. In real life, his name is George Murphy. Take over, Officer Kelly.
If that I will, and begar, it will be a pleasure.
George, that Irish brogue seems to come naturally enough.
It does that now. But after all, the name is Murphy. And not forgetting that I've been an Irish cop for the past 3 months now, since the day we started the picture, Little Nellie Kelly. Little Nellie Kelly. Sure, it is not Murphy you'll be wanting to be listening to, with Nellie here herself. A laughing little Colleen she is who'll be stealing your heart away. With a song as full of Blarney as the Emerald Isle herself. Hey, Judy, for a minute, will you? Judy Garland, ladies and gentlemen. And with her, Douglas McPhail and the MGM male chorus. The song, Nellie Kelly, I Love You. Sing it nice, kid.
It's the same we sing, I love you. The boys are all mad about Kelly, the daughter of Officer Kelly.
And it's all day long they bring flowers all dripping with you.
Adore it with.
Dance with me.
I'm thrilled to death or it with.
Dance with me.
I've been waiting for it with you.
It's a lovely night when we are dancing together. It's a lovely night, but the forecast says stormy weather.
All of you, I'd like to be dancing with all of you, perhaps be romancing with all of you. It would be entrancing, that's true, but it isn't quite fair to the rest. So if you will all line up abreast, I will dance with the one I love best.
Love scene we do early in the picture, and the song you sing to me, just like a lass might sing it back in the old county court. How about it? Judy Garland with George Dolan Orchestra. The song, Girl Milking Her Cow.
Twas on a bright morning in summer when I first heard his voice speaking low, as he said to a colleague beside him, that pretty girl milking her cow. Ah, many times often you met me and told me that I should be Mahabhurna foolish Makri.
Sure, and that was grand. Warms the cockles of me heart. Now sing it again, please. Not losing the blarney, mind you, but hot. The way the dance fans will be playing that tune all over America. The downbeat maestro, please.
Pretty girl, with no one there to show her how, pretty girl is now milking her cow. I have not the manners or graces of the girls in the world where ye move, and I have not their beautiful faces. But oh, I've a heart that can love, and if it plays ye, I'll dress me in satin with jewels in me bra. But don't be after forgetting Your pretty girl milking her cow. Pretty girl, pretty cow. I'm sure this song would have never been wrote if the pretty girl had have been milking her goat, but the goat wasn't feeling well anyhow, so the pretty girl was milking her cow. Her cow, her cow. La 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 la. La 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 la. A pretty girl milking her cow.
In 1929, Nat Joe Herb Brown and Arthur Freed wrote a tune that swept the land like wildfire. They called it Singing in the Rain. Judy Garland was just a little tight then, about so high. But if ever a song was written for Judy, it's Singing in the Rain. She has always wanted to do the number in a picture. When little Nellie Kelly came along, she started to work on Arthur Freed. Since his songwriting days, Arthur's become a producer, and little Nellie Kelly is his show. But finally, Judy won, and Judy was right. Listen.
Here I am with great regret, an innocent victim of etiquette. I'm going to sing, but not for long. As though it's old, it's a lovely song. Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does September seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning and start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds take everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I will smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain, oh, I'm singing in the rain. What a grand, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing in the clouds, so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, I'm getting ready for love. The stormy cloud chase everyone from the place. And come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, singing, singing in the rain. Oh, I'm singing in the rain. I'm happy again. My troubles have fled. A rainbow's ahead. I'm singing.
George, if I may break in a moment. You haven't said a thing about yourself. With little Nellie Kelly completed, what are your plans? Another picture?
Well, I'm still hoping for a vacation.
The other day, one of the columnists said you were planning a personal appearance tour.
Well, that's what I meant when I said a vacation. I can't imagine a better time. The big city, the small town, five a day. And now I've perfected me Irish brogue. Who knows, maybe I'll be doing an Irish sketch or two. You know, it's a great day for the Irish. Hey, wait a minute. That sounds like the title of our last song. Well, sure it is. A great day for the Irish. Hit it, Judy.
Oh, I woke me up this morning and I heard the joyful song from the coast of happy Irish land, the 100,000 songs. Sure it was the Hibernian Brigade lining up across the top of the big parade. So I sent me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Don't you know that today's March 17th? It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for where the sidewalks of New York are thick with blarney. For
I'm sure you think New York was old Killarney. It's a great day for the Shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish, it's a great, great day. Be gosh and be gotta, every Irish son and daughter, every good old Irish name and his relation.
They come from Tipperary, Donegal and County Kerry. They all are here to join this celebration.
Now there's Terence O'Toole and his cousins and daughters.
Patrick O'Bogle and Mullen McGrew.
Mike Maley, Tim Daly, and Barney O'Flaherty.
Danny O'Doolan and Seamus Carew.
Carlies and Dollies and Patrick O'Bannigan.
Ryan's O'Brien's, McLaughlin's and Lee.
McGraw's and McFadden's and Mr. Pat Flanagan.
Hogan's and Gorgon's, McFadden's and Lee.
Cowan's, McGowan's, and Carrick's, and Garrick's, Mahoney's, Maloney's, O'Donnell's, O'Connell's are here to join the jubilee.
It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for them.
Because there's not a cop to stop the lady.
Because all the cops are out for lady. It's a great day for the Shamrock.
Thank you, George Murphy. Ladies and gentlemen, George Murphy, your host, has brought you the songs and music of Little Nellie Kelly, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture starring Judy Garland with George Murphy, Charles Wininger, and the young baritone, Douglas MacPhail. Remember, Little Nellie Kelly was produced to keep America smiling. If you have any questions, address them to the MGM Hollywood Reporter in care of the station to which you are listening, or write direct to the Radio Reporter at the studio in Culver City, California. This is your Radio Reporter saying, thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us today for this wonderful podcast celebrating the golden history of Hollywood. Remember that wonderful films that you always wanted to own are now available on DVD and through electronic download through the WarnerArchive.com website. Future podcasts await you, so look out for them, and we hope to be with you again soon. Thanks for listening.